Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a program that you've had for several years now, the Masters of Beef Advocacy.
We love this program, and this year we had more than 1,000 FFA students complete the Masters of Beef Advocacy program in 2019, which was extremely exciting. Second year in a row of over 1,000 students. As a reminder for people who might not know what the Masters of Beef Advocacy is, it's a go-to program for training and resources to be a strong advocate for the beef community. It's free, it's self-guided online course, and it provides farmers, ranchers, our youth, and our beef community with information they need to be advocates for the industry and really answer those tough questions about beef and raising cattle. We integrated the program more than 7 years ago with Oklahoma FFA, and it has grown every year. We can't say enough for this partnership with them, and we're very proud of the work we're able to do with Oklahoma Agriculture Youth. And if listeners would like to get their MBA, just visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
And to learn more about what's happening with the Beef Checkoff, go to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Cattle futures had a pretty uneventful day trading today. The live cattle, which go off the board, the June live cattle go off the board on June the 30th. They were the strongest contract, up 95 at 94.25. There was some trade halfway through the day in Texas at $95, which was a slight premium to where the June live cattle were trading at. So that cash trade and that convergence is occurring right now. The next month out, the August, was actually 10 cents lower at 96.25. Feeder cattle were steady to 15 cents higher here today with the August at 133.02. We've actually had a really small trading range going back to the first part of May. If you look at the August live cattle, the highest they have been is about 101.70, and the lowest they've been is about 94. And you say, well, that's $7 between the high and the low, but over the course of nearly 2 months, that's actually really a really tight trading range. So it'll be interesting to see if it breaks out and which way it goes. The kills today were 120,000. That was right where we were last week. The box beef at midday was slightly lower. The choice is 207.94. Select is 200.58. Some people are saying that box beef could work lower due to lower demand in restaurant sales.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Wheat farmers, here's a variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. To learn more about Showdown, log on to okgenetics.com.
Grain futures were on the defensive today, with corn leading the way down. It closed about 6 to 8 cents lower. At one point, it was about 9 cents lower on the corn, which is kind of unimpressive here. But the weather has been perfect. The acres are large for corn and good weather, so it looks like we're going to have a pretty high yield. Same for soybeans. They were down 3 to close the day, but they were down 8 at one point. Chicago wheat finished the day up a penny. Kansas City was down about 3 cents. But really, the corn and soybean sell-off has kind of been the feature here today. On Tuesday, June 30th, we have the updated quarterly grain stocks. The estimates are out as of yesterday afternoon. The wheat stocks are expected to be 980 million bushels. Last year at this same time for wheat, it was 1.08. So slightly lower for wheat. Corn's expected to be 4.951 billion bushels on June 1st. Last year, it was 5.2. Soybeans, 1.39 billion bushels. Last year, at the same time, 1.7. So actually, quarterly stocks are a little bit lower than where we were last year. The other portion of the report is the seeding number. Corn, it looks like the average guess is 95.2 million acres, where in March it was 96.99. So they've cut back the corn acres. They've changed beans to 84.7 from 83.5 last report.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.